Kelly, are you there?
Yes, hi Cheryl.
Okay, there we go. Thanks for being patient.
No problem.
All right. So Kelly is part of Madeira Vox. They are and you can correct me on this, Kelly. Your group is described as a indie classical quintet.
Well, that is one of our descriptions. It's actually very, very difficult to pin down exactly what we are, but for now we're going with indie classical.
Okay, we'll stick with that. And this group will be performing this Friday, April 25th, and you'll be in Kingston. The name of the venue is the Uptown Gallery, located at 296 Wall Street. Yeah.
And it's a 7 o'clock p.m. performance.
7 o'clock p.m. performance. So let's talk about this group. Is there any other group like you out there? And before I even go into this, let's talk about the instrumentation. There's you, the vocalist.
Right. But I'm really the least of it in a way. The core of the group is a double reed trio of oboe, bassoon, and piano. And then we threw into the mix really strong percussion and a vocalist, me. I'm the voice of Madeira Vox, Vox being Latin for voice. There are some groups similar that sometimes play with vocalists. They're not necessarily integral to the group. They're like, you know, guest performers.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever I stumble upon them on the internet, I always give them a listen, and it's amazing. It's cool. There was a group out of, I think, Amsterdam that was like a quintet of the double reeds and maybe a flute player or two and another wind instrument, and they had a singer. I just heard them recently. You run across this on occasion, and obviously there's no music written for our kind of group, so it's fun to hear what everybody else is putting together as well.
So what makes Madeira Vox stand out?
I think the double reeds, because you don't hear oboe and bassoon very often. And also the really strong percussion. It really gives the drive, adds that sort of that maybe sometimes rock and roll or more just a more edgy vibe to it. It's not just like little bells and timpani and stuff like that. It's like there's a trap that somebody playing rock and roll drums behind us on some of the songs. So it just kind of gives the motion forward rhythmically to the group. It really adds a lot. It really changes everything.
Let's give these instruments a name. We have Keeve Wilson on oboe.
Yep.
Sylvia Puccelli on piano.
That's right.
David Gluck on percussion. And Cornelia McGiver on bassoon.
Yep.
And we have you, our vocalist. Now, what are the musical challenges of working with four other instrumentalists? I mean, you're an instrumentalist too, but your vocals, they're instruments.
Well, it depends on the piece. There actually is one Chick Corea piece that we incorporated into our current set list. I think it's on the new CD as well. That where my function is basically as an instrument. I don't have any words to sing, and I'm just added into the mix as another instrumental voice in the mix. But sometimes a lot of the songs, they're like my backup group, and I'm up front. And then there's a lot of tunes that we do that are purely instrumental. I really love it. There is some repertoire out there in the classical world for the double reed trio ensemble. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important that we always incorporate some of that into our programming. There's not so much, but there's some really great pieces. There's an Andre Previn trio for oboe, bassoon, and piano. There's several French composers, and we've tackled all those and put them into our programming on occasion.
Mm-hmm. We just heard a little bit of the Kurt Vile song, Alabama Song. How has he become a major influence on Madeira Vox?
Well, I'm guilty for that. I tend to really gravitate towards theatrical songs I am originally, my former career was as a Broadway actor, and I love to tell stories, and Kurt Vile is highly theatrical, and he's not so many people know his music, so it's kind of fun to do things that people don't know, or they think, they might know Alabama songs, since that was covered by so many people over the years, and they might know Mac the Knife, the Bobby Darin version, but his songs all tell stories, especially Susan's Dream. I think you just played that, and that's from a Broadway musical, actually. And what's so interesting also is that he had three phases of his career, the German, and then he was in France for a while when he escaped during World War II, and then he came to America, and he totally embraced America and the American music and film and Broadway, and singing his stuff is such a pleasure because it's always different depending on what lyricist he worked with and what country he was working in at the time. His Brecht stuff is so much different than his Alan J. Lerner tunes. So it's fun and interesting.
Hmm. Yeah, I went to your page, MadeiraVox.org, and, you know, I read you all have such a diverse resume, performing with world-renowned ensembles and orchestras, on soundtracks, at festivals, and not all of the music is classical. You all perform jazz, pop, rock. How did you come together as a quintet?
Well, proximity, you know. I live in Beacon, and I met the oboist and the percussionist, and we started working together. And I think that the oboe player at the time, she was toying with the idea of either having a cellist or a bassoonist join the group, you know, to give that flavor to it. And so it just sort of kind of happened very organically. But we were friends, and just went from there.
Cool. All right, Kelly, we're going to take a musical break here. I have both CDs. Would you like to pick one, or shall I pick something?
Well, obviously I love everything about them. Do you want to hear something instrumental? Maybe one of the Chick Corea pieces?
Oh, yeah.
Children's song number 6, perhaps?
Number 6, that would be...
on the first one.
Oh, the first one, okay.
Yeah.
Which is
that's arranged by the percussionist David Gluck. He's amazing in how he can take... music and work it in for our configuration. He's really quite a genius. He almost recomposes everything in a way.
And this is from pianist Chick Corea's Children's Songs, number 6.
Yeah.
Got it. All right, let's hear it here on
okay.
WGXC.
Great.
Thank you.
90.7 FM, ACRA, Hands On Radio. I'm Cheryl Kay, fill-in host of the morning show. The time is now 29 minutes past 9 o'clock. I am speaking this morning with Kelly Ellenwood. She's part of the quintet Madeira Vox. We just heard a cut from their first self-titled release, a Chicoria tune from his children's songs. That was number 6. Kelly?
Hi.
So Kelly is and the group are performing this, and this is in Kingston. The name of the gallery is?
The Uptown Gallery.
Okay.
It's on Wall Street.
Right.
In the Uptown section of Kingston, if you're familiar with that.
I am. I wanted to ask you about your quintet performing in different venues. Now, you're performing at a gallery on Friday night. I've seen this group perform in someone's home. You performed in so many different spots. How do you make those adjustments acoustically?
Well, it really can be very challenging. Although I do have to say, we all enjoy playing in intimate venues. Like this gallery is going to be wonderful. I think it seats at the most 80. We love house concerts. I love that immediacy.
Me too.
It's just such a special treat to go to a house concert, no matter what the music. And I think that our music suits it quite well. Larger venues, it's just different. You usually have to have some sort of sound. We do play acoustically for the most part, although I often have to be on a microphone just so I can be heard over the percussion. That is one of the quirks of our ensemble. I do occasionally step away from the microphone, but it's just a different way of, you just have to communicate differently when you're in a larger venue. You have to really reach out, and you have to make sure you have a good sound check and everybody can hear mm-hmm. each other. We played at SUNY New Paltz last month. We premiered a new piece there, and the venue itself, it has a high gallery. A fly gallery, and a lot of the piano sounds seem to just be sucked right up. And even though we could hear each other on stage, when you went out into the audience, you couldn't hear the piano at all. And this was an enormous, 9-foot, concert grand. It's just little different quirks. Everything's different. But the main thing is that we have to hear each other and be together go with the flow.
Yeah.
It's chamber music,
right.
Even though there is the percussion that helps keep us, on track rhythmically, and we're all pros, so we mm-hmm. try to take each other's cues.
Yeah, and just to remind folks, their website is madeiravox.org, so if you'd like to check out more on this group, listen to some of the recordings, because you've got them on your website. Also some video of your performing.
We got a little bit of video. I wish we could do more. It's so much fun to do. We actually made a music video last year with a filmmaker with one of our original pieces, and it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I could do more of that.
Yeah. Is Madeira Vox your first experience with the quintet?
With the chamber group?
Yes.
Yes, it is. It's almost... I've been in bands before, in rock bands, and I have performed on vocal ensembles, small vocal ensembles. But this is definitely a different experience for me. It's sort of a nice, it's sort of like being in a band, but it also feeds my classical music soul because we have that range. We can do so much. I can step away from the mic and do 3 Dorothy Parker pieces by John Musto, if I want to, with the piano, or a short song cycle. Or I can sing Kurt Cobain's Come As You Are. it's just such a great range of repertoire, and I really appreciate being able to do that.
Yeah. You and Madeira Vox, you perform a musical storytelling concert for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Black Bear's Hudson Valley Talk. What's that experience like interacting with children?
Oh, I have to say this is really a project that is incredibly special and deserves a really wide audience, not just in the Hudson Valley, even though that's in the title of the piece. It's a musical storytelling with an original script by Ulster County's Isa Trapani. She's a children's author and illustrator who we became acquainted with, and she's actually known nationally. And Dave Gluck, the percussionist, wrote original music to a script that she wrote specifically for us. And it's just charming and wonderful. And the CD we were able to make is perfect to put in the car and the kids listen to it. It's 40 minutes long. And I love going into the schools and working directly with the kids before the performance. And they always respond. I mean, I have children of my own, and this is why this project was so important to me and such a labor of love. I really enjoy it very, very much.
So you have to tell us all, who are the better audience members, the kids or the adults?
Well, I can't possibly choose, Cheryl.
Sure you can. You're amongst friends.
You know, I really do love performing for children. And I always encourage children to come to our regular concerts, too. Some of the younger ones might get bored, but we're pretty engaging, and we have so many different instruments, and, you know, being able to see a bassoon up close is pretty extraordinary.
It is.
For adults and children, I think. You just don't really think about the bassoon very much in music until you're faced with one, and it's quite an instrument. It just depends. Sometimes, and especially doing house concerts, everybody's so appreciative, and you're right there, you know, right singing right next to them, and they just—it's such a great experience. I can't possibly choose, Cheryl. Difficult question. Move on. Next question.
Move on. Well, I'll tell you what. What we'll do, because you did mention the tune, "Come as You Are."
Yeah.
By Kurt Cobain and Nirvana. So who picked this one?
That would be Dave.
It was Dave.
I brought Kurt Vile to the table. Dave is always trying to figure out ways for us to do more rock and roll. I think he picked a winner. His arrangement is just amazing. I think he had some Korean folk song in his head, or he had been working in Korea recently, and he incorporated this Korean riff. It's just, you'll hear it, I think, when you listen to it. But it starts out as a bossa nova. So there you go.
And what's the, you know, what's the reception of the audiences when you start playing Cobain?
Well, the thing is it just comes, we've taken them on such a ride already through genres and styles. And then when we end the concert with this, their minds are literally blown. People are just like, they're like, wow, what was that? That was amazing. And that's what the feedback that I get, usually.
All right, well, let's do it here. Kurt Cobain and Nirvana. I think I have this right. With Come As You Are here on WGXC.
Memory.
fun.
Glad you enjoyed it.
I did. Madeira Vox performing this Friday night, April 25th, 7 p.m. at the Uptown Gallery, located at 296 Wall Street in Kingston. Seating is limited.
Yep, I think only 80 people can crowd in there, and there's going to be appetizers, locally sourced hors d'oeuvres, so
ooh,
hopefully people will come and enjoy that and enjoy the music, and we'll be hanging out, engaging the audience afterwards, so it'll be fun.
Sounds like fun. Let's talk about you.
Me? Oh.
You, because this is the last segment of the interview. I always give it to my guests. I'm like, you talk about what you want to talk about. Get us riled up here, Ellie.
I'll try to keep politics out of it. I'm from Nebraska. I don't know if that's interesting to anybody. Made my way to New York, but quite late in my career. Moved to New York and was hired to play on Broadway almost immediately. I have a musical theater background. Been married for a while. Have two kids, and I love Beacon's great, by the way. You should come on down to Beacon.
I need to make my way to Beacon because I would like to go to Quinn's. Have you
been
Quinn's,
to Quinn's? Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Because they have live music there.
They do. They have a Monday night jazz listening room. And then just the kind of, whatever during the rest of the week. And the food's pretty good, and it's an old diner, old Greasy Spoon diner. They haven't changed a thing on the interior. They put a stage in the corner, so it still has that vibe, the vinyl seating and everything. And it's fun. I did a Lou Reed tribute there on New Year's Day, and that was a lot of fun. Enjoyed that very, very much. So, yeah, come on down to Quinn's Monday night if you like jazz. There's a lot more going on. Town Criers here now, if you like.
I've heard of it, yep.
Yep. And the Howland Cultural Center often has great stuff. And I'm a big cheerleader for Beacon. I'm on the board of Beacon Arts. And so I just try to get folks to come here and check us out. It's beautiful here, too. Although Kingston's great, too, I have to say. I would like to spend more time in Kingston. And really looking forward to our performance on Friday. Carrie Henderson, who's the organizer, he's also the organizer of the Kingston Festival of the Arts, our host.
Mm-hmm.
He's also a singer, a baritone, fantastic singer. And we were hoping to include him on Friday night because we do a foray song called A Pleasant Drive, but we couldn't get it in his key. It didn't work. Our arrangement didn't work for him in his key, so he's not going to be singing unless we decide to do something off the cuff. You never know. We might just surprise folks. But, we have a good program for Friday night. Really, really looking forward to performing it. A lot more Kurt Vile, Susan's Dream. Let's see what else. Oh, we did this great arrangement of Whistling in the Dark and Masquerade right before you started interviewing me, the first segment. I heard it. You played the Masquerade. The Mancini Masquerade was one of the instrumentals that was playing. I was like, yeah, we did that song. Differently, but we do that song. So that and some Double Reed Trio jazz pieces by Bill Douglas. And I'm trying to think what else. Oh, there's going to be a little Irish music, too.
Ah.
Cornelia the bassoonist picks up an accordion from time to time.
Yes, I know this. Cornelia's a hot ticket.
Oh, she's great. She is a good friend and a wonderful colleague.
Yeah.
Indeed. So.
Well, this is a good time, folks. Friday night at the Uptown Gallery, 296 Wall Street in Kingston. The show begins at 7 p.m. MadeiraVox.org is the website for this group. They have two releases out now. They have their self-titled first release, and their second release is called Insomniac Moonlight. You can pick up these on their website. Is that correct, Kelly?
Yeah. We have a link to CD Baby on our website. I think it's called Buy a CD or something. And come to the show, and we'll have them there.
There you have it. All right, Kelly, I want to thank you so much for joining us here at WGXC. We are going to go out with, what is it? The tune is...
Seeing the Elephant. It's from a suite of tunes called Coney Island Suite by David Gluck. I wrote the lyrics. This particular song is... Seeing the Elephant's a euphemism. In Coney Island, there was a hotel called the Elephant Hotel. You might be familiar with it from Moulin Rouge. There was an Elephant Hotel in that, too. There were a couple of them in the world, and seeing the elephant meant to have an illicit tryst. So this song is kind of about the seamy underbelly of Coney Island, whereas one of the other songs is about the uplifting, more childlike side of Coney Island.
Yeah, I'm all about the seamy, so.
Well, hopefully we've done our job, and you'll enjoy
all right.
Share the song.
All right. Again, thank you, Kelly.
My pleasure.
The crowds dream by.
That's right.